Alaska's senators split their votes last night on a financial reform bill that passed 59-39. Democrats largely supported it, and all but four Republicans were against it. The bill still has to be reconciled with the House version, so it's not done yet. As it stands, it would keep taxpayer dollars from paying for bank bailouts and start a consumer financial protection agency to help people caught up in bad loans and with complaints or concerns against banks. Unlike most bills that weaken as Congress negotiates compromises, Senate members say this legislation grew more layered because of public outcry over Wall Street's power. Alaska Democratic Senator Mark Begich voted for it. He says regulating banks needs to start somewhere.
It made more disclosure, made more responsibility, and giving consumers avenues for redress when they believe they've been wronged by a financial institution. So I was pleased with that because it finally went the right direction. Rather than watering something down, we strengthened it even more.
Alaska's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski voted against the bill, saying it will overregulate small banks and credit unions. She says it could go as far as to regulate orthodontists who let patients pay in installments. She calls it burdensome and says it creates a massive new Washington bureaucracy.